So Tony, it's been 2 years since that first gig. It really has just flown by, hasn't it?
It's gone really, really quickly. We've had 1.1 million people through the doors in the last 2 years since Bruce was here, and some of the biggest names in entertainment and sport. So it's been a very exciting 24 months.
And just how much have you enjoyed it? Because I know at first the plans were made and it looked for a time like there were the questions about just who was going to arrive, and obviously that marvellous first gig. Just how much have you enjoyed watching it grow and getting the big acts in week after week?
It's been very hard work, but it's been incredibly rewarding. The team here always said that if you build an arena, we'll bring the biggest names and we'll sell lots of tickets. And we've had Prince, and we've had Lionel Richie, we've had Andrea Bocelli, we've had Elton John, and many, 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 many others. So it's been great fun. And no matter how hard it is and how tiring it is, when you see 13,000 smiling people walking out singing Sweet Caroline, you know you've done a good job, and it's very rewarding.
And talking about getting these big acts in, just how difficult is it, and how much forward planning do you have to have?
Some tours are planned two and a half years in advance. So we are, we've been effectively, our official birthdays in September. We've been open less than 2 years, so it's a process of making sure that people realise how good we are, and that we sell out lots of gigs. And then if you're a touring artist, why wouldn't you come to Leeds?
And so have you found, since you've opened, it has been a case now that some acts are coming to you rather than you having to go to them?
Definitely. I mean, our first act, Bruce, came to us based on a reputation for great sound, great ticket sales. And our reputation continues to grow in the industry.
And I know that you must be really proud of the awards that the First Direct Arena has won, and you must be aiming for more in the future.
We are. We've won lots of awards. We got Best New Stadium of the Year last year globally, which was great. But what we're most pleased with is the number of customers we see coming back time and time again. That's the awards that really matter, is customer approval, that they feel they get a happy time here. They get a time where they feel they've had a brilliant night out and they want to come back. That's what really drives us.
And when you look at the amount of people that have been coming in, you must be really pleased with the number, because I know a lot of these shows are selling out.
Yeah, we're really, really chuffed. So we are, in the whole world, we're now in the top 20 busiest arenas. And that is a great achievement, beating lots of big ones in this country and around the world.
And just looking at the potential to grow, just what plans are in place to ensure that the First Direct Arena does maintain keeping them great acts coming?
We have got great acts coming. We plan them a couple of years in advance, so we know what's coming before everybody else, and we know what's in our diary for this year and for next year. So we'll make sure that Radio Yorkshire gets a few exclusives with the announcements we've got coming up in September.
Oh, we'll be looking forward to them, we really will. And I've got to put you on the spot here right now then. 2 years, which has been your favourite act?
The Stereophonics.
Well, that was a very quick answer. Why were they your favourite?
The band I've loved as a kid and as a teenager. And to have them in my building and to see them playing a sold-out, amazing show was very, very rewarding. And after that, I think it was probably the Sports Personality of the Year awards. That was an amazing night.